Why is the teacher being mean to me? First of all, let me just say that schools are for you. The teachers are meant to help you and not punish or scare you. You are all the hope and dreams and the future of this world. Your school does not belong to the principal or the teachers, or even the state or the wealthy. It is yours. It is a gift from history's greatest philosophers. If you have a friend, let them keep you company as you go to the principal's office and learn to stand up for justice. All the power that the principal is imbued with depends on the fact that you feel safe, that you are growing stronger, and that you are truly learning. Tell the principal that changes need to be made, and that you demand an unconditional and honest and authentic apology. Because it is not their paychecks, but your education that is the point of the school that you are in. Tell them that next time you won't be so easily pacified, and you will demand that the lemon is transferred early, and that each class begins showing real and practical results. When you are done making promises to the principal, begin learning to talk to the news. Tell them that you think you are getting a fake education because nothing you are being taught shows any practical applications, and it does nothing to get you out of poverty. Go to the radio or the TV station or the still reputable newspapers. Talk with whoever is still there about the school being fake and the teachers doing as little as possible to just get paid and go home. It is a mistake for you to assume that you are too young to make demands like this. It is actually your youth that opens the doors for you to be heard. I have a theory, a hypothesis, really, as to what may be driving your teacher to anger, to being unfair, or even to purposefully manipulate your grades. And it may be a combination of their poverty and indoctrination. Even teachers that are very kind are blinded, believing nonsense such as, "We need grades to make the students work hard." That is a false belief. To fully answer your question, you have to understand how teachers and adults and even teenagers can have their minds clouded to act against their own or humanity's best interests. Fundamentally, the teacher is confused because they lack answers. They are scared, threatened by poverty, unable to get a good grasp on the meaning of education and what it means to be a teacher, and they have little grasp on the human condition. Please understand that growing up has nothing to do with aging. It has to do with knowledge and wisdom, and where and how they are moving in life. If all they are is older, then your teachers may just be aged and confused children pretending to be adults who have long gave up on making sense of life. Now, to try to answer your question some more, be it by choice or by being tricked or by desperation, the teacher is there to make money by what many assume is education. But you are not getting a real education. Your mind is being sold for years and years of paychecks. Real education brings real results, like the time when you were learning to read or learning numbers and basic math. This gave you the real ability to slowly read a book about philosophers, or to use your knowledge of numbers to step into the world of computer programming, where all the calculations are automatically solved for you and you instead create endless nested formulas. Fake education is that art class that only made you hold colored pencils and doodle and never taught you how to draw a realistic face, even though that is something that only requires a school or office projector to simply trace the outlines of a picture you took. A fake class does not leave you with something that is useful at the end. It gives you the promise that things will connect, but they never do. More than mere promises, you are threatened with bad grades, repeating a class, and then face the more long-term threats of a bad GPA or not being able to get into college. You are not just facing fake and corrupt education, you are being tricked to accept it. You may already be aware that you will be paying for college, and you might have already accepted it as a fact of life. But paying for a fake education is even worse than getting one for free. It is a sign of getting indoctrinated into a fantasy lifestyle. Your parents are sending you to school because they are using school as a babysitter in hopes of controlling your behavior when they are not around. This is actually very significant to what we need to talk about. They don't want you at home alone because you don't have enough experience in life to make the correct choices. Usually, when an adult is alone, they take to self-education, to a search for wisdom or a search for adventure. Adults understand that wisdom will protect them from being taken advantage of. Young people, out of lack of experience, often take the opposite path. The inexperienced will be enchanted by behaviors of movie characters and celebrities, by things like displays of anger, fist fighting, or drinking a beer while hiding somewhere. Adults see this kind of behavior as mimicking stupid things, which it is. Even so, paid fake education, fake classes, still get the best of them. Often, they only see the basics. They do not see the full effects that indoctrination has on them. They may explain that money, politics, and borders are required, but they have no explanation for homeless camps, people dying from poverty, mentally ill being thrown into prison as punishment for their minds falling apart. They only know a little bit of the story. They have not matured all the way. Mimicry is actually a normal part of early human development, but it is only healthy when you are surrounded by wise beings. Due to poverty, most people are surrounded by pleasant-to-consume media, which presents a dumbed-down, unrealistic version of the world and personalities. In extreme cases, inexperienced people may also face a corrupt local culture that has evolved to take advantage of them, in which case even a bad school is good for them. Some cultures may present drug dealers, corrupt police or officials, and paint them as good to the community, and people actually start celebrating them. In such cases, mimicry is used to propagate a culture of crime. In most extreme cases, mimicry is exploited to the maximum, and it becomes a component in a process of indoctrination. Indoctrination is not just used to propagate religions, but also manufacture consent for various other terrible things. Things like human trafficking, military recruitment, propagation of misguided politics, the spreading of science denial, and the entire array of subcultures that force human beings to blindly act against their self-interests by disabling their judgment. Depending on where you fall on this spectrum, keeping you in school, however ineffective it may be, can increase your chances of not having your mind hijacked by these terrible people and organizations. The terrible thing about indoctrination is that the victims can't see that they are hijacked. A boy selling drugs will think he's an independent thinker or business person, but not only is he a tool, his entire body of wisdom has been ripped out of him. A deeply religious person will be pushed into slavery during their life, under a promise of paradise after death. They will not realize that life is the paradise until it is too late. Your teachers are also victims of indoctrination. They believe that if they take the same steps everyone else is taking, then everything will work out. But like the boy selling drugs, they are blindly participating in a kind of a fantasy existence. Even career professionals who pushed real education, wisdom, and a meaningful relationship away for some promotion or long-term goal that forces them to act against themselves often do not awaken from their bad judgment until they face some life-threatening illness. The entire world, out of its complexity, has also indoctrinated itself into the concept of money. Nobody intended to create a global state of poverty and force the world into acting against its best self-interests. And yet, we are ignoring climate change, mass incarceration, fake education. We are even tolerating starvation and homelessness in a world full of empty homes and stores that throw out food to keep their prices artificially high. Even beyond money, we use the concept of national borders, a concept that has shown to induce war, weapons manufacturing, and keeping thousands of active nuclear weapons that are ready to destroy major cities around the world, under the already sick and dangerously quickly eroding fantasy of peace by means of mutually assured destruction. Adults will tell you that borders and money are how the world works, the same way that a cult member will recite their creed. Just like a cult member, a victim of indoctrination or fake education or a fantasy existence, can only protest, unable to answer in any coherent way. A victim of indoctrination can only protect their false beliefs. Few will ever learn to see outside of themselves. The best way to defeat this vulnerability is to prevent its abuse in the first place. And that can only be accomplished by means of real education, effective education, one that has positive and life-changing effects on the student, on you. See, teachers will look you in the eyes and with their clouded judgment say that there is nothing that can be done to change the way things are, to change the world. But they are just ill in that regard. They are looking directly at the unbreakable force that has the power to change the world. They just can't see. School is not about them. School is for you, because you are the hope and the dream. Things just got tangled up, because liars all too easily outcompete authentic leaders. That is why the teachers are unfair. That is why you are not getting a real education. You are not getting a real education because the school you are going to is not a real school. The teachers are not teaching you, and your textbooks are not structured to properly present knowledge. The layout of everything past middle school is artificially slowed down to put on a show and make the maximum amount of money without being caught. Your teacher's demand for obedience is a way to hide all the holes and cracks that they are sensing but can't fully grasp. Your angry teacher is actually mad. They are not fully aware that they are selling you out. They will never admit to it and will angrily resist talking about it. The friendly teachers who don't want to be part of any of this will get transferred if they disrupt the process of your make-believe education. The other teachers who are there to make money will see them as eccentric and will reject anything they have to say. They will treat them as if they were mad. The rebellious, more self-aware teachers will either be transferred as lemons, made to look like fools, or forced to betray you. Those who participate in the system of replacing real education with an ineffective theatrical one that provides no results, they are not your friends. Your entire school is a way of processing all the students into decades of paychecks out of desperation from poverty of the teacher and everyone above them and around them. In order to optimize this process, everything is divided into semesters, classes, lectures, and assignments. This division lets the school process the maximum number of students while retaining state accreditation. The state accreditation allows them to keep getting funding so that they can continue spreading the money amongst themselves. The state tests are influenced by politicians, and they only appear to test knowledge. Knowledge cannot be tested with pen and pencil. The state tests are just as big of a fantasy as the school itself. The state tests are an extension of the ineffective and fake education. If those tests were real, all the students would fail them today. Nobody protests any of this because everyone is trying to get the diplomas anyway. The high school and college diplomas promise to increase the probability of getting a good job. Almost nobody drops out of worries that they will not be able to get a job as an adult. Without a job, you can't have an apartment or a home or put food on your table. People with the fraudulent diplomas and now student debt will eventually forget how fake the school was and consider you a loser. There is nothing you can say to the teacher. They will not understand you. They gave up on understanding. That is the full reason for their anger and unfairness. They gave up on everything. You have to find your own education, little one. Book by book, and narrated books are best. Take a piece of paper and draw a concept map of the things you like and begin in the beginning and don't stop until you come to the end. Your mind is unique. There's a unique sequence of knowledge that you must follow. You have to move at your own pace in a sequence that matches you best during that time of day or night that you prefer. Fake education and fake diplomas and pretending to get an education doesn't even compare when it comes to a single authentic lesson. And one book that helps you closer to wisdom can mean more than years of fake schooling. Please, be mindful of poverty. Always look to build a complete path from introduction to things that could help you make money, enough so that you don't have to fear poverty or hunger or homelessness. You don't actually have to make money to stop being afraid of poverty. In your journeys, aim to become an independent business person so that your life is not drained from you the way it has been drained from the teachers. What great beings exist in the world today are on your side, always, and you are walking the same road they walked. To help the other students who are like you to become aware of you, learn LMMS and get your music, including workout music that you can sell, up on the internet. Use a projector along with the little master painting techniques to start selling people's portraits. And get a cheap 3D printer to learn 3D modeling so that you can prototype at home and sell real jewelry online. Build a database of simple, brilliant, real educational things that help people stop being afraid of being trapped in poverty, and share. Teach. The real trap of poverty is a regular job that will destroy your mental health and get you on prescription drugs so that you become a better employee. Help your friends. Give them the tools that save them from the madness of world poverty. If the teachers interrupt your self-education, tell them to stand aside because the school is for you. If they try to force you by threatening you with failing grades or repeating classes, tell them that that kind of thing will only result in the principal calling them a lemon and having them do a little dance. Don't participate in fake education. Do not be scared of bad grades. They are fake anyway. Don't pretend to learn by memorization. That only helps the leeches and hurts you across your entire lifetime. In any compromise between good and evil, it is only evil that can profit. Don't drop out. You have to help the others. The years ahead of you have been set aside to learn. But do not go to school assuming that what happens there will be teaching you anything. Above all, do not be alone. Go to school to help others understand what is going on. Help the students with bad grades to understand that they aren't stupid. Tell them missing some prerequisites does not make a person stupid. And that the fact that they didn't realize that everyone was just blindly memorizing actually makes them kind of beautiful. And then help them. Help them to narrated books at the library. If you can afford it, get them a little MP3 player with Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything. Just imagine them sitting in the back, smiling and actually learning for real from Bryson while the teacher is mindlessly babbling something. And then begin building. Begin building an A-team, the League of the Extraordinary Ladies and Gentlemen, the Justice League, bound by knowledge from the world's most powerful narrated books. Equipped with makerspaces, hackerspaces, and fab labs, or your own laboratories, they get a kid to go from poverty to selling online with little more than a 3D printer and some open source software. Find a way to build real schools. In the absence of teachers, you become the teacher. save the tigers, teach the world about all the wrongdoings, and show it how it all leads to poverty and war. Help your crew become real teachers, powerful artists, hard-breaking orators, hackers, makers, polymaths, authentic leaders, and great beings fueled by great wisdom and vast knowledge. Make it so that when our generation comes to an end, yours will bring on a lasting global culture of restraint, dignity, nobility, unbreakability, fortitude, courage, honor, love, and insight, and foresight, and understanding, and authenticity, and great heroism.